the holy ghee, attend him, sitting together in the same container. To him they flow when purified, with homage, and still, from every side, are first about him. He is the buttress of the heavens, supporter of earth, and in his hand are all the people. Be the team's lord a well to you, the singer. Cleansed is the sweet plant stalk for deed of glory. Fighting, uninjured come where gods are feasted. Soma, as Vritra slayer, flow for Indra, vouchsafe us ample riches, very splendid, may we be masters of heroic vigor. Hymn 90. Soma Pavamana. Urged on, the father of the earth and heaven has gone forth like a chariot to gather booty, going to Indra sharpening his weapons, and in his hand containing every treasure. To him the tones of sacred song have sounded, steer of the triple height, the life-bestower. Dwelling in wood as Varuna in rivers, lavishing treasure, he distributes blessings. Great conqueror, warrior joined, lord of all heroes, flow on your way as he who wins riches. With sharpened arms, with swift bow, never vanquished in battle, vanquishing in fight the foeman, giving security, lord of wide dominion, send us both earth and heaven with all their fullness. Striving to win the dawns, the light, the waters, and cattle, call to us abundant vigor. O Soma, gladden Varuna and Mitra. Cheer, Indu Pavamana, Indra, Vishnu. Cheer you the gods, the company of Maruts. Indu, cheer mighty Indra to rejoicing. Thus, like a wise and potent king, flow onward, destroying with your vigor all misfortunes. For our well-spoken hymn, give life, O Indu. Do you preserve us evermore with blessings. Hymn 91. Soma Pavamana. As for a chariot race, the skillful speaker, chief, sage, inventor, has with song been started. The sisters, 10 upon the fleecy summit, drive on the chariot horse to the resting places. The drop of Soma, pressed by wise Nahushas, becomes the banquet of the heavenly people. Indu, by hands of mortal men made beauteous, immortal, with the sheep and cows and waters. Steer, roaring to steer this Pavamana, this juice runs to the white milk of the milk cow. Through 1,000 fine hairs goes the tuneful singer, like Sura, by his fair and open pathways. Break down the strong seats, even of the demons, cleansing you, Indu, robe thyself in vigor. Rend with your swift bolt, coming from above them, those who are near and those who yet are distant. Prepare the forward parts in ancient manner for the new hymn, you giver of all bounties. Those which are high and hard for foes to conquer, may we gain from you, active food bestower. So purifying, you vouchsafe us waters, heaven's light and cows, offspring and many children. Give us health, ample land, and lights, O Soma, and grant us long to look upon the sunshine. Hymn 92. Soma Pavamana. The gold-hued juice poured out upon the filter is started like a chariot sent forth to conquer. He has gained song and vigor while they cleansed him, and has rejoiced the gods with entertainments. He who beholds man has reached the filter. Bearing his name, the sage has sought his dwelling. The rishis came to him, 7 holy singers, when in the bowls he settled as invoker. Shared by all gods, most wise, propitious, Soma goes, while they cleanse him, to his constant station. Let him rejoice in all his lofty wisdom to the 5 tribes the sage attains with labor. In your mysterious place, O Pavamana Soma, are all the gods, the 11. 10 on the fleecy height themselves, self-prompted, and 7 fresh rivers brighten and adorn you. Now let this be the truth of Pavamana, there where all singers gather them together, that he has given us room and made the daylight, has holpen Manu and repelled the Dasyu. As the priest seeks the station rich in cattle, like a true king who goes to great assemblies, Soma has sought the beakers while they cleansed him, and like a wild bull, in the wood, has settled. Hymn 93. Soma Pavamana. 10 sisters pouring out the rain together, swift-moving thinkers of the sage, adorn him. Hither has run the gold-hued child of Surya, and reached the vat like a fleet, vigorous courser. Even as a youngling crying to his mothers, the bounteous tear has flowed along to waters. As youth to damsel, so with milk he hastens on to the chosen meeting place, the beaker. Yea, swollen is the udder of the milk cow, thither in streams goes very sapient Indu. The kine make ready as with new washed treasures, the head and chief with milk within the vessels. With all the gods, O Indu Pavamana, while you are roaring, send us wealth in horses. Hither upon her chariot come willing plenty, inclined to us to give us of her treasures. Now to us meet riches, while they cleanse you, all glorious, swelling wealth with store of heroes. Long be his life who worships you, O Indu. May he, enriched with prayer, come soon and early. Hymn 94. Soma Pavamana. When beauties strive for him as for a charger, then strive the songs like soldiers for the sunlight. Acting the sage, he flows enrobed in waters and song like a stall that kine may prosper. The words expand to him who from aforetime found light to spread the law of life eternal. The swelling songs, like kine within the stable, in deep devotion call aloud on Indu. When the sage bears his holy wisdom round him, like a chariot visiting all worlds, the hero becoming fame, mid gods to the mortal, wealth to the skilled, worth praise mid the ever-present, for glory born he has come forth to glory. He gives life and glory to the singers, they, clothed in glory, have become immortal. He, measured in his course, makes phrase successful. Stream to us food and vigor, kine and horses, give us broad lights and fill the gods with rapture. All these are easy things for you to master, you, Pavamana Soma, quell foemen. Hymn 95. Soma Pavamana. Loud neighs the tawny steeds when startled, settling deep in the wooden vessel while they cleanse him. Led by the men, he takes the milk for raiment. Then shall he, through his powers, engender praise songs. As one who rows drives on his boat, he, gold-hued, sends forth his voice, loosed on the path of order. As God, the secret names of gods he utters, to be declared on sacred grass more widely. Hastening onward like the waves of waters, our holy hymns are pressing nigh to Soma. To him they come with lowly adoration, and longing enter him who longs to meet them. They drain the stalk, the steer who dwells on mountains, even as a bull who decks him on the upland. Hymns follow and attend him as he bellows. Tritha bears Varuna aloft in ocean, sending your voice out as director. Loosen the invoker's thought, O Indu, as they cleanse you. While you and Indra rule for our advantage, may we be masters of heroic vigor. Hymn 96. Soma Pavamana. In forefront of the chariots goes forth the hero, the leader, winning spoil, his host rejoices. Soma endues his robes of lasting colors and blesses for his friends, their calls on Indra. Men decked with gold adorn his golden tendril, incessantly with steed impelling homage. The friend of Indra mounts his chariot well knowing, he comes thereon to meet the prayer we offer. O God, for service of the gods, flow onward, for food sublime as Indra's drink, O Soma, making the floods, bedewing earth and heaven, come from the vast, comfort us while we cleanse you, flow for prosperity and constant vigor, flow on for happiness and high perfection. This is the wish of these friends assembled, this is my wish, O Soma Pavamana. Father of holy hymns, Soma flows onward, the father of the earth, father of heaven, father of Agni, Surya's generator, the father who begat Indra and Vishnu. Brahman of gods, the leader of poets, Rishi of sages, bull of savage creatures, falcon amid the vultures, axe of forests, over the cleansing sieve, goes Soma singing. He, Soma Pavamana, like a river, has stirred the wave of voice, our songs and praises. Beholding these inferior powers in cattle, he rests among them as a steer well knowing, as gladdener, warrior never harmed in battle, with thousand genial streams pour strength and vigor. As thoughtful Pavamana, urge, O Indu, speeding the kine, the plants wave on to Indra. Dear, grateful to the gods, on to the beaker moves Soma, sweet to Indra, to delight him, with 100 powers, with 1,000 currents, Indu, like a strong chariot horse, goes to the assembly. Born in old time as finder out of treasures, drained with the stone, decking himself in waters, warding off curses, king of all existence, he shall find way for prayer the while they cleanse him. For our sage fathers, Soma Pavamana, of old performed by you their sacred duties. Fighting unvanquished, open the enclosures, enrich us with large gifts of steeds and heroes. As you did flow for Manu, life-bestowing, folk-queller, comforter, rich in oblations, even thus flow onward now conferring riches. Combine with Indra and bring forth your weapons. Flow onward, Soma. Rich in sweets and holy, enrobed in waters on the fleecy summit. Settle in vessels that are full of ki, as cheering and most gladdening drink for Indra. Pour 100-streamed, winner of thousands, mighty at the gods' banquet, pour the rain of heaven, while you with rivers roar in the beaker, and mixed with milk prolong our existence. Purified with our holy hymns, this Soma overtakes malignities like some strong charger. Like fresh milk poured by Aditi, like passage in ample room, or like a docile chariot horse. Cleansed by the pressers, armed with noble weapons, stream to us the fair secret name you bear. Pour booty like a horse, for love of glory, God, Soma, send us kine and send us Vayu. They adorn him at his birth, the lovely infant. The Maruts, with their troop, adorn the chariot horse. By songs, a poet, and a sage by wisdom, Soma goes singing through the cleansing filter. Light winner, Rishi-minded, Rishi-maker, hymned in 1,000 hymns, leader of sages, a steer who strives to gain his third form, Soma is, like Viraj, resplendent as a singer. Hawk seated in the bolds, bird wide extended, the banner seeking kine and wielding weapons, following close the sea, the wave of waters, the great bull tells his fourth form and declares it. Like a fair youth who decorates his body, a courser rushing to the gain of riches, a steer to herds, so flowing to the pitcher, he with a roar has passed into the beakers. Flow on with might as Pavamana, Indu, flow loudly, roaring through the fleecy filter. Enter the beakers, sporting, as they cleanse you, and let your gladdening juice make Indra joyful. His streams have been effused in all their fullness, and he has entered, balmed with milk, the goblets. Singing his psalm, well skilled in song, a chanter, he comes, as if to his friend's sister roaring. chasing our foes, you come, Pavamana Indu, besting as lover to his darling. As a bird flies and settles in the forest, thus Soma settles, purified in goblets. With full stream and abundant milk, O Soma, your beams come like a woman as they cleanse you. He, gold-hued, rich in boons, brought to the waters, has roared within the goblet of the pious. Hymn 97. Soma Pavamana. Made pure by this man's urgent zeal and impulse, the god has to the gods his juice imparted. He goes, effused and singing, to the filter, like priest to measured seats supplied with cattle. Robed in fair raiment, meet to wear in battle, a mighty sage pronouncing invocations. Roll onward to the beakers as they cleanse you, far-seeing at the feast of gods and watchful. Dear, he is brightened on the fleecy summit, a prince among us, nobler than the noble. Roar out as you are purified, run forward. Do you preserve us evermore with blessings? Let us sing praises to the gods, sing loudly, send you the Soma forth for mighty riches. Let him flow sweetly flavored through the filter, and let our pious one rest in the pitcher. Winning the friendship of the deities, Indu flows in a thousand streams to make them joyful. Praised by the men after the ancient statute, he has come nigh for our great bliss to Indra. Flow, gold-hued, cleansing you to enrich the singer. Let your juice go to Indra to support him. Come nigh together with the gods for bounty. Preserve us evermore with blessings. The god declares the deity's generations like Usana, proclaiming lofty wisdom. With brilliant kin, far-ruling, sanctifying, the boar advances, singing to the places. The swans, the Vrishagnas, from anear us, have brought their restless spirit to our dwelling. Friends come to Pavamana meet for praises, and sound in concert their resistless music. He follows the wide strider's rapid movement, cows low as 'twere to him who sports at pleasure. He with the sharpened horns brings forth abundance, the silvery shines by night, by day the golden. Strong Indu bathed in milk flows on for Indra, Soma exciting strength to make him joyful. He quells malignities and slays the demons, the king of mighty power who brings us comfort. Then in a stream he flows, milked out with pressed stones, mingled with sweetness through the fleecy filter. Indu rejoicing in the love of Indra, the god who gladdens for the god's enjoyment. As he is purified, he pours out treasures, a god bedewing gods with his own juices. Indu has, wearing qualities by seasons, on the raised fleece engaged the 10 swift fingers. The red bull bellowing to the kine advances, causing the heavens and earth to roar and thunder. Well is he heard, like Indra's shout in battle, letting his voice be known, he hastens hither. Swelling with milk, abounding in sweet flavors, urging the honey-rich plant, you go onward. Raising a shout, you flow as they cleanse you when you, O Soma, are effused for Indra. So flow you on, inspiriting, for rapture, aiming death shafts at him who stays the waters. Flow to us wearing your resplendent color, effused and eager for the kine, O Soma. Pleased with us, Indu, send us as you flow, good easy paths in ample space and comforts, dispelling as it were with a club misfortunes. Run over the height, run over the fleecy summit. Pour on us rain celestial, quickly streaming, refreshing, fraught with health and ready bounty. Flow, Indu, send these winds, your lower kinsmen, setting them free like locks of hair unbraided. Part like a knotted tangle while they cleanse you, O Soma, righteous and unrighteous conduct. Nay, like a tawny courser who is loosened, come like a youth, O God, a house possessor. For the God's service, for delight, O Indu, run over the height, run over the fleecy summit, with thousand streams inviolate, sweet-scented, flow on for gain of strength that conquers heroes. Without a chariot, without a rein to guide them, unyoked, like coursers started in the contest, these brilliant drops of Soma juice run forward. Do you, O deities, come nigh to drink them? So for our banquet of the gods, O Indu, pour down the rain of heaven into the vessels. May Soma grant us riches sought with longing, mighty, exceeding strong, with store of heroes. When the loving spirit's word has formed him chief of all food by statute of the highest, then loudly lowing came the cows to Indu, the chosen, well-loved master in the beaker. The sage, celestial, liberal, raining bounties pours as he flows the genuine for the truthful. The king shall be effectual strength's upholder. He, by the 10 bright rains, is mostly guided. He who beholds mankind, made pure with filters, the king supreme of deities and mortals, from days of old is treasure lord of riches. He, Indu, cherishes fair, well-kept order. Hasten like a steed to victory for glory, to Indra's and to Vayu's entertainment. Give us ample food thousandfold. Be, Soma, the finder out of riches when they cleanse you. Effused by us, let God-delighting Somas bring as they flow a home with noble heroes. Rich in all boons like priests acquiring favor, the worshippers of heaven, the best of cheerers. So, God, for service of the gods, flow onward. Flow, drink of gods, for ample food, O Soma. For we go forth to war against the mighty, make heaven and earth well established by your cleansing. You, yoked by strong men, nay like a courser, swifter than thought, is like an awful lion. By paths directed hitherward, the straightest, send you us happiness, Indu, while they cleanse you. Sprung from the gods 100 streams, 1,000 have been effused. Sages prepare and purge them. Bring us from heaven the means of winning, Indu. You are forerunner of abundant riches. The streams of days were poured as from heaven. The wise king does not treat his friend unkindly. Like a son following his father's wishes, grant to this family success and safety. Now are your streams poured forth. With all their sweetness, when purified, you go through the filter. The race of kine is your gift, Bhavamana. When born, you made Surya rich with brightness. Bright, bellowing along the path of order, you shine as the form of life eternal. You flow on as gladdening drink for Indra, sending your voice out with the hymns of sages. Pouring out streams at the gods' feast with service, you, Soma, look down, a heavenly eagle. Enter the Soma-holding beaker, Indu, and with a roar approach the ray of Surya. Three are the voices that the courser utters. He speaks the thought of prayer, the dharma of order. To the cow's master come the cows inquiring. The hymns with eager longing come to Soma. To Soma come the cows, the milk kine longing, to Soma sages with their hymns inquiring. Soma effused is purified and blended. Our hymns and Trishtup songs unite in Soma. Thus, Soma, as we pour you into vessels, while you are purified, flow for our welfare. Pass into Indra with a mighty roaring, make the voice swell and generate abundance. Singer of true songs, ever watchful, Soma has settled in the ladles when they cleanse him. Him the Advaryus, paired and eager, follow, leaders of sacrifice and skillful-handed. Cleansed near the sun, as 'twere he, as creator, has filled full heaven and earth, and has disclosed them. He, by whose dear help men gain all their wishes, shall yield the precious mead as to a victor. He, being cleansed, the strengthener and increaser, Soma the bounteous, helped us with his lustre, with which our fathers of old, who knew the footsteps, found light and stole the cattle from the mountain. In the first vault of heaven loud roared the ocean, king of all being, generating creatures. Steer in the filter on the fleecy summit, Soma the drop effused, has waxen mighty. Soma the steer, in that as child of waters he chose the gods, performed that great achievement. He, Pavamana, granted strength to Indra. He, Indu, generated light in Surya. Make Vayu glad for furtherance and bounty. Cheer Varuna and Mitra as they cleanse you. Gladden the gods, gladden the host of Maruts. Make heaven and earth rejoice, O God, O Soma. Flow onward, righteous slayer of the wicked, driving away our enemies and sickness. Blending your milk with milk which cows afford us. We are your friends, you are the friend of Indra. Pour us a fount of honey, a spring of treasure, send us a hero son and happy fortune. Be sweet to Indra when they cleanse you, Indu, and pour down riches on us from the ocean. Strong Soma, pressed like an impetuous courser, has flowed in stream as a flood speeding downward. Cleansed, he has settled in his wooden dwelling. Indu has flowed with milk and with the waters. Strong, wise, for you who longest for his coming, this Soma here flows to the bowls, O Indra. He, chariot-born, sun-bright and truly potent, was poured forth like the longing of the pious. He, purified with ancient vital vigor, pervading all his daughters' forms and figures, finding his threefold refuge in the waters, goes singing as a priest to the assemblies. Now, chariot-born, flow to us, God Soma, as you are purified, flow to the sources, sweetest in waters, rich in honey, and holy, as Savitar the god is, truthful-minded. To feast him, flow mid song and hymn, to Vayu, flow purified to Varuna and Mitra. Flow to the song-inspiring chariot-born hero, to mighty Indra, him who wields the thunder. Pour on us garments that shall clothe us meetly. Send purified milk kine, abundant yielders, God Soma. Send us chariot-drawing horses that they may bring us treasures bright and golden. Send to us in a stream celestial riches. Send us, when you are cleansed, what earth containeth, so that thereby we may acquire possessions and rishihood in Jamadagni's manner. Pour forth this wealth with this purification. Flow onward to the yellow lake, O Indu. Here too the ruddy, wind-swift, full of wisdom, shall give a son to him who comes quickly. Flow on for us with this purification to the famed ford of you, whose dew is glory. May the foe-queller shake us down, for triumph, like a tree's ripe fruit, 60,000 treasures. Eagerly do we pray for those two exploits, at the blue lake, and Prisana wrought in battle. He sent our enemies to sleep and slew them, and turned away the foolish and unfriendly. You come to three extended filters, and hasten through each one as they cleanse you. You are the giver of the gift, a bhaga, a maghavan for liberal lords, O Indu. This Soma here, the wise, the all-obtainer, flows on his way, as king of all existence. Driving the drops at our assemblies, Indu completely traverses the fleecy filter. The great inviolate are kissing Indu and singing in his place like eager sages. The wise men send him forth with 10 swift fingers and balm his form with essence of the waters. Soma, may we, with you as Pavamana, pile up together all our spoil in battle. This boon vouchsafe us Varuna and Mitra, and Aditi and Sindhu, earth and heaven. Hymn 98. Soma Pavamana. Stream on us riches that are sought by many, best at winning strength, riches, O Indu, thousandfold, glorious, conquering the great. Effused he has, as on a chariot, invested him in fleecy mail, onward has Indu flowed in streams, impelled, surrounded by the wood. Effused, this Indu has flowed on, distilling rapture to the fleece. He goes erect, as seeking kine in stream, with light to sacrifice. For you yourself, O Indu, God, to every mortal worshipper, attract riches thousandfold, made manifest in 100 forms. Good Vritra slayer, may we be still nearest to this wealth of yours which many crave, nearest to food and happiness, resistless one. Whom bright with native splendor, crushed between the pair of pressing stones, the wavy friend whom Indra loves, the twice five sisters dip and bathe, him with the fleece they purify, brown, golden-hued, beloved of all, who with exhilarating juice goes forth to all the deities. Through longing for this sap of yours, you drink what brings ability, even him who, dear as heaven's own light, gives to our princes high renown. Indu at holy rites produced you, heaven and earth, the friends of men, hill-haunting god, the goddesses. They bruised him where the roar was loud. For Vritra slaying Indra, you, Soma, are poured that he may drink. Poured for the gift-giving man, poured for the god who sits there, these ancient somas, at the break of day, have flowed into the sieve. Snorting away at early morning, these foolish evil-hearted ones. Friends, may the princes, you and we, obtain this most resplendent one. Gain him who has the smell of strength, win him whose home is very strength. Hymn 99. Soma Pavamana. They for the bold and lovely one ply manly vigor like a bow. Joyous in front of songs they weave bright raiment for the Lord Divine, and he made beautiful by night dips forward into strengthening food. What time the sacrifices thought speed on his way the golden-hued. We cleanse this gladdening drink of his the juice which Indra chiefly drinks. That which kine took into their mouths of old, and princes take it now. To him while purifying they have raised the ancient psalm of praise, and sacred songs which bear the names of gods have supplicated him. They purify him as he drops, courageous in the fleecy sieve. Him they instruct as messenger to bear the sage's morning prayer. Soma, best cheerer, takes his seat the while they cleanse him in the bowls. He, as it were, impregnates the cow and babbles on, the lord of song. He is effused and beautified, a god for gods, by skilful men. He penetrates the mighty floods, collecting all he knows therein. Pressed, Indu, guided by the men, you are led to the cleaning sieve. Thou, yielding Indra highest joy, take your seat within the bowls. Hymn 100. Soma Pavamana. The guileless ones are singing praise to Indra's well-beloved friend, as in the morning of its life the mothers lick the newborn calf. O Indu, while they cleanse you, bring, O Soma, doubly waxing wealth. You in the worshipper's abode cause all treasures to increase. Set free the song which mind has yoked, even as thunder frees the rain. All treasures of the earth and heaven, O Soma, you do multiply. Your stream, when you are pressed, runs on like some victorious warrior steed, hastening onward through the fleece like a fierce horse who wins the prize. Flow on, sage Soma, with your stream to give us mental power and strength, effused for Indra for his drink, for Mitra and for Varuna. Flow to the filter with your stream, effused, best winner, you of spoil, O Soma, as most rich in sweets for Indra, Vishnu and the gods. The mothers, void of guiles, caress you golden-colored in the sieve, as cows, O Pavamana, lick the newborn calf, as Dharma commands. You, Pavamana, move on with wondrous rays to great renown, striving within the votary's house, you drive all the glooms away. Lord of great sway, you lift yourself above the heavens, above the earth. You, Pavamana, have assumed your coat of mail in majesty. Hymn 101. Soma Pavamana. For first possession of your juice, for the exhilarating drink, drive away the dog, my friends, drive the long-tongued dog away. He who with purifying stream effused comes flowing here, Indu, is like an able steed. The men with all-pervading song sent unassailable Soma forth by pressing stones to sacrifice. The Soma's very rich in sweets, for which the sieve is destined, flow effused, the source of Indra's joy. May your strong juices reach the gods. Indu flows on for Indra's sake. Thus have the deities declared, the lord of speech exerts himself, ruler of all, because of might. Inciter of the voice of song, with thousand streams the ocean flows, even Soma, lord of opulence, the friend of Indra day by day. As Pushan, Fortune, Bhaga, comes this Soma while they make him pure. He, lord of the multitude, has looked upon the earth and heaven. The dear cows load in joyful mood together to the gladdening drink. The drops, as they were purified, the Soma juices made then parts. O Pavamana, bring the juice, the mightiest, worthy to be famed, which the five tribes have over them, whereby we may win opulence. For us the Soma juices flow, the drops, best furtherers of our weal, effused as friends without a spot, benevolent, finders of the light, effused by means of pressing stones upon the oxhide visible, they, treasure finders, have announced food to us from every side. These Soma juices, skilled in song, purified, mixed with milk and curd, when moving and when firmly laid in ghee, resemble lovely suns. Let not the power of men restrain the voice of the outpouring juice. As Brighu's sons chased Makha, so drive you the greedy hound away. The friend has wrapped him in his robe, as in his parents' arms a son. He went as lover to a dame, to take his station suitor-like. That hero who produces strength, he who has propped both worlds apart, gold-hued, has wrapped him in the sieve to settle priest-like in his place. Soma upon the ox's skin through the sheep's wool flows purified, bellowing out, the tawny steer goes on to Indra's special place. Hymn 102. Soma Pavamana. The child, when blended with the streams, speeding the plan of sacrifice, surpasses all things that are dear, yea, from of old. The place near the two pressing stones of Trita has he occupied, secret and dear, through seven lights of sacrifice. Urged to three courses, on the heights of Trita, riches in a stream. He who is passing wise measures his courses out. Even at his birth the mother's seven taught him for glory like a sage, so that he, firm and sure, has set his mind on wealth. Under his sway of one accord are all the guileless deities, warriors to be envied, they, when they are pleased. The babe whom they, whose strength and dharma have generated, fair to see, much longed for at the sacrifice, most liberal sage, to him, united of themselves, come the young parents of the rite, when they adorn him, duly weaving sacrifice. With wisdom and with radiant eyes, unbar to us the stall of heaven, speeding at solemn rite the plan of dharma. Hymn 103. Soma Pavamana. To Soma, who is purified as ordering priest, the song is raised. Bring mead as 'twere to one who makes you glad with hymns. Blended with milk and curds, he flows on through the long wool of the sheep. The gold-hued purified makes him three seats for rest. On through the long wool of the sheep to the honey-dropping vat he flows. The rishi's sevenfold choir has sung aloud to him. Shared by all gods infallible, the leader of our holy hymns, golden-hued Soma being cleansed, has reached the bowls. After your godlike qualities, associate with Indra, go as a priest purified by priests, immortal one, like a chariot horse who shows his strength, a god effused for deities, the penetrating Pavamana flows along. Hymn 104. Soma Pavamana. Sit down, O friends, and sing aloud to him who purifies himself. Deck him for glory like a child with holy rites. Unite him, bringing household wealth, even as a calf with mother kine, him who has double strength, the God delighting juice. Purify him who gives us power, that he, most blessed one, may be a banquet for the troop, Mitra and Varuna. Voices have sung aloud to you as finder out of wealth for us. We clothe the hue you wear with a robe of milk. You, Indu, are the food of gods. O sovereign of all gladdening drinks, as friend for friend, be you best finder of success. Drive utterly away from us each demon, each voracious fiend, the godless and the false. Keep sorrow far away. Hymn 105. Soma Pavamana. Sing you aloud, O friends, to him who makes him pure for gladdening drink. They shall make sweet the child with sacrifice and lord. Like as a calf with mother cows, so Indu is urged forth and sent, glorified by our hymns, the God-delighting juice. Effectual means of power is he. He is a banquet for the troop, he who has been effused, most rich in honey, for gods. Flow to us, Indu, passing strong, effused with wealth of kine and steeds. I will spread forth above the milk your radiant hue. Lord of the tawny, Indu, you who are the gods' most special food, as friend to friend, for splendor be you good to men. Drive utterly far away from us each godless, each voracious foe. O Indu, overcome and drive the false afar. Hymn 106. Soma Pavamana. To Indra, to the mighty steer, may these gold-colored juices go, drops rapidly produced that find the light of heaven. Effused this juice victorious flows for Indra for his maintenance, Soma bethinks him of the conqueror as he knows. May Indra in his raptures gain from him the grasp that gathers spoil, and winning waters wield the steer-strong thunderbolt. Flow vigilant for Indra, you Soma, yea, Indu, run you on. Bring hither splendid strength that finds the light of heaven. Do you all beautiful, purify for Indra's sake the mighty juice, pathmaker you far-seeing with a thousand ways. Best finder of prosperity for us, most rich in sweets for gods, proceed you loudly roaring on a thousand paths. O Indu, with your streams in might flow for the banquet of the gods, rich in honey, Soma, in our beaker take your place. Your drops that swim in water have exalted Indra to delight. The gods have drunk you up for immortality. Stream opulence to us, you drops of Soma, pressed and purified, pouring down rain from heaven in floods and finding light. Soma, while filtered, with his wave flows through the long wool of the sheep, shouting while purified before the voice of song. With songs they send the mighty forth, sporting in wood above the fleece. Our psalms have glorified him of the triple height. Into the jars has he been loosed like an impetuous steed for war, and lifting up his voice, while filtered, glided on. Gold-hued and lovely in his course, through tangles of the wool he flows, and pours heroic fame upon the worshippers. Flow thus, a faithful votary, the streams of honey have been effused. You come to the filter, singing from each side. Hymn 107. Soma Pavamana. Hence sprinkle forth the juice effused, Soma, the best of sacred gifts, who, friend of man, has run amid the water streams. He has pressed Soma out with stones. Now, being purified, flow hither through the fleece in violet and most odorous. We gladden you in waters when you are effused, blending you still with juice and milk. Pressed out for all to see, delighting gods, Indu, far-sighted one, is mental power. Cleansing you, Soma, in your stream, you flow in a watery robe. Giver of wealth, you sit in the place of Dharma, O God, a fountain made of gold, milking the heavenly udder for dear honey. He has sat in the ancient gathering place. Washed by the men, the strong, far-seeing one streams forth nutritious food that all desire. O Soma, while they cleanse you, dear and watchful in the sheep's long wool, you have become a singer most like Angiras. You made Surya mount to heaven. Bountiful, best of furtherers, Soma flows on, rishi and singer, keen of sight. You have become a sage most welcome to the gods. You made Surya mount to heaven. Pressed out by pressers, Soma goes over the fleecy backs of sheep. Goes, even as with a mare in tawny-coloured stream, goes in exhilarating stream. Down to the water, Soma, rich in kine, has flowed with cows that have been milked. They have approached the mixing vessel as a sea. The cheerer streams for the carouse, effused by stones, O Soma, and urged through the long wool of the sheep, thou, entering the saucers as a man, the fort, gold-hued, have settled in the wood. He beautifies himself through the sheep's long, fine wool, like an impetuous steed in war. Even Soma Pavamana, who shall be the joy of sages and of holy bards. O Soma, for the feast of gods, river-like he has swelled with surge, with the stalk's juice exhilarating, resting not into the vat that drops with honey. Like a dear son who must be decked, the lovely one has clad him in a shining robe. Men skillful at their work drive him forth like a chariot into the rivers from their bands. The living drops of Soma juice pour as they flow, the gladdening drink, intelligent drops above the basin of the sea, exhilarating, finding light. May Pavamana, king and god, speed with his wave over the sea the lofty right. May he by Mitra's and by Varuna's decree flow furthering the lofty right. Far-seeing, lovely, guided by the men, the god whose home is in the sea, Soma, the gladdening juice, flows pressed for Indra with his Marut host. He hastens over the fleece with all his thousand streams. Men make him bright and beautiful. Purified in the bowl and gendering the hymn, wise Soma joys among the gods. Robed in the flood, the mighty one has clad himself with milk and settled in the vats. O Soma, Indu, every day your friendship has been my delight. Many fiends follow me. Help me, you tawny-hued, pass on beyond these barriers. Close to your bosom am I, Soma, day and night, O tawny-hued, for friendship's sake. Surya himself, radiant with his glow, have we overtaken in his course like birds. Deft-handed, you, when purified, lift your voice amid the sea. Thou, Pavamana, make riches flow to us, yellow, abundant, much desired, making you pure and bright in the sheep's long wool, you have bellowed steer-like in the wood. You flow, Soma Pavamana, balmed with milk to the special place of gods. Flow on to win us strength, flow on to lofty lore of every kind. Thou, Soma, as exhilarator, were the first to spread the sea abroad for gods. Flow to the realm of earth, flow to the realm of heaven, O Soma, in your righteous ways. Fair are you whom the sages, O far-seeing one, urge onward with their songs and hymns. Over the cleansing sieve have flowed the Pavamanas in a stream. Joined by the Marut's gladdening, steeds with Indra's strength for wisdom and for dainty food. Urged onward by the pressers clad in watery robes, Indu is speeding to the vat. He, gendering light, has made the glad cows low, while he takes them as his garb of state. Hymn 108. Soma Pavamana. For Indra flow you, Soma, on, as gladdening juice most sweet, intelligent, great, cheering, dwelling most in heaven. You, of whom having drunk, the steer acts like a steer drinking of this that finds the light, he, excellently wise, is come to strengthening food, to spoil and wealth like Etasa. For truly, Pavamana, you have splendid called all the generations of the gods to immortality. By whom Dadhyach Navagva opens fastened doors, by whom the sages gained their wish, by whom they won the fame of lovely Amrit in the felicity of gods. Effused he flows in a stream, best rapture giver in the long wool of the sheep, sporting like the water's wave. He who from out the rocky cavern took with might the red refulgent watery cows, you master the stable full of kine and steeds, burst it, brave lord, like one in mail. Press you and paw him like a steed, lord worthy, speeding through the region and the flood, who swims in water, roam in wood. Increaser of the water, steer with thousand streams, dear to the race of deities, who, born in Dharma, has waxen mighty by the Dharma, king, god, and lofty ordinance. Make splendid glory shine on us, you lord of strengthening food, god as the friend of gods. Unclose the fount of middle air. Roll onward to the bolds, O mighty one, effused as prince supporter of the tribes. Pour on us rain from heaven, send us the water's flow, incite our thoughts to win the spoil. They have drained him, the steer of heaven, him with a thousand streams distilling rapturous joy, him who brings all things excellent. The mighty one was born immortal, giving life, lightening darkness with his shine. Well praised by sages, he has by his wondrous power assumed the threefold as his robe. Effused is he who brings good things, who brings us bounteous gifts and sweet refreshing food, Soma, who brings us quiet homes. He whom our Indra and the Marut host shall drink, Bhaga shall drink with Aryaman, by whom we bring to us Mitra and Varuna and Indra for our great defense, Soma. For Indra's drink do you, led by the men, well-weaponed and most gladdening, flow on with greatest store of sweets. Enter the Soma holder, even Indra's heart, as rivers pass into the sea, acceptable to Mitra, Vayu, Varuna, the noblest pillar of the heavens. Hymn 109. Soma Pavamana.
Pleasant to Indras, Mitras, Pushans, Bhagas taste, speed onward, Soma, with your flowing stream. Let Indra drink, O Soma, of your juice for wisdom, and all deities for strength. So flow you on, as bright celestial juice, flow to the vast immortal dwelling place. Flow onward, Soma, as a mighty sea, as father of the gods to every form. Flow on, O Soma, radiant for the gods, and heaven and earth, and bless our progeny. You, bright juice, are sustainer of the sky, flow, mighty, in accordance with true Dharma. Soma, flow splendid with your copious stream through the great fleece as in the olden time. Born, led by men, joyous and purified, let the light finder make all blessings flow. Indu, while cleansed, keeping the people safe, shall give us all possessions for our own. Flow on for wisdom, Soma, and for power, as a strong courser bathed to win the prize. The pressers purify this juice of yours, the Soma, for delight and lofty fame. They adorn the gold-hued infant, newly born even Soma Indu, in the sieve of God. Fair Indu has flowed on for rapturous joy, sage for good fortune in the water's lap. He bears the beauteous name of Indra, that with which he overcame all demon foes. All deities are wont to drink of him, pressed by the men and mixed with milk and curds. He has flowed forth with thousand streams effused, flowed through the filter and the sheep's long wool. With endless genial flow the strong has run, purified by the waters, mixed with milk, pressed out with stones, directed by the men. Go forth, O Soma, into Indra's throat. The mighty Soma with a thousand streams is poured to Indra through the cleansing sieve. Indu they balm with pleasant milky juice for Indra, for the steer, for his delight. Lightly for sheen, they cleanse you for the gods, gold-colored, wearing water as your robe. Indu to Indra streams, yea, downward streams, strong, flowing to the floods, and mingling there. Hymn 110. Soma Pavamana.
Overpowering Vratras, forward run to win great strength, you speed to subdue like one exacting debts. In you effused, O Soma, we rejoice ourselves for great supremacy in fight. Thou, Pavamana, enter into mighty deeds, O Pavamana. You did generate the sun and spread the moisture out with power, hastening to us with plenty, vivified with milk. You did produce him, deathless god mid mortal men, for maintenance of dharma and lovely amrit. You evermore have moved, making strength flow to us. All round about have you, with glory pierced for us like a never-failing well for men to drink, borne on your way in fragments from the presser's arms. Then, beautifully radiant, certain heavenly ones have sung to him their kinship as they looked thereon, and Savitar the god opened as 'twere a stall. Soma, the men of old whose grass was trimmed, addressed the hymn to you for mighty strength and for renown. So, hero, urge us onward to heroic power. They have drained forth from out the great depth of the sky the old primeval milk of heaven that claims the praise. They lifted up their voice to Indra at his birth. As long as you, O Pavamana, are above this earth and heaven, and all existence in your might, you stand like a bull, the chief amid the herd. In the sheep's wool has Soma Pavamana flowed, while they cleanse him like a playful infant. Indu with 100 powers and 100 currents, holy and sweet while purified, this Indu flows on, a wave of pleasant taste to Indra, strength winner, treasure finder, life bestower. So flow you on, subduing our assailants, chasing the demons hard to be encountered, well-armed and conquering our foes, O Soma.
Hymn 111. Soma Pavamana.
With this his golden splendor purifying him, he with his own allies subdues all enemies, as Sara with his own allies. Cleansing himself with stream of juice, he shines forth yellow-hued and red, when with the praisers he encompasses all forms, with praisers having 7 mouths. That treasure of the Panis you discovered. You with your mothers adorn you in your abode, with songs of worship in your home. As from far the hymn is heard, where holy songs resound in joy, he with the ruddy-hued threefold has won life-power, he, glittering, has won life-power. He moves intelligent, directed to the east. The very beauteous chariot rivals the beams of light, the beautiful celestial chariot. Hymns praising manly valor came inciting Indra to success, that you may be unconquered, both your bolt and you, both be unconquered in the war.
Hymn 112. Soma Pavamana.
We all have various thoughts and plans, and diverse are the ways of men. The Brahman seeks the worshipper, right seeks the cracked, and leech the maimed. Flow, Indu, flow for Indra's sake. The smith with ripe and seasoned plants, with feathers of the birds of air, with stones, and with enkindled flames, seeks him who has a store of gold. Flow, Indu, flow for Indra's sake. A bard am I, my dad's a leech. Mammy lays corn upon the stones. Striving for wealth with varied plans, we follow our desires like kine. Flow, Indu, flow for Indra's sake. The horse would draw an easy chariot, gay hosts attract the laugh and jest, the male desires his mate's approach, the frog is eager for the flood.
Flow, Indu, flow, for Indra's sake.
Hymn 113, Soma Pavamana. Let Vritra-slaying Indra drink Soma by Suryanavan's side, storing up vigor in his heart, prepared to do heroic deeds. Flow, Indu, flow for Indra's sake. Lord of the quarters, flow you on, boon Soma from Ajrika land, effused with ardor and with faith, and the true hymn of sacrifice. Flow, Indu, flow for Indra's sake. Hither has Surya's daughter brought the wild steer, whom Parjanya nursed. Gandharvas have seized hold of him, and in the Soma laid the juice. Flow, Indu, flow for Indra's sake. Splendid by Dharma, declaring Dharma, truth-speaking, truthful in your works, announcing faith, King Soma, you, O Soma, whom your maker decks, flow, Indu, flow for Indra's sake. Together flow the meeting streams of him, the great and truly strong, the juices of the juicy meat, made pure by prayer, O golden-hued, flow, Indu, flow for Indra's sake. O Pavamana, where the priest, as he recites the rhythmic prayer, lords it over Soma with the stone, with Soma bringing forth delight, flow, Indu, flow for Indra's sake. O Pavamana, place me in that deathless, undecaying world wherein the light of heaven is set and everlasting lustre shines. Flow, Indu, flow for Indra's sake. Make me immortal in that realm where dwells the king, Vivasvan's son, where is the secret shrine of heaven, where are those waters young and fresh. Flow, Indu, flow for Indra's sake. Make me immortal in that realm where they move even as they list, in the third sphere of inmost heaven, where lucid worlds are full of light. Flow, Indu, flow for Indra's sake. Make me immortal in that realm of eager wish and strong desire, the region of the radiant moon, where food and full delight are found. Flow, Indu, flow for Indra's sake. Make me immortal in that realm where happiness and transports, where joys and felicities combine, and longing wishes are fulfilled. Flow, Indu, flow, for Indra's sake.
Hymn 114, Soma Pavamana. The man who walks as the Dharma of Indu Pavamana bid, men call him rich in children, him, O Soma, who has met your thought. Flow, Indu, flow, for Indra's sake. Kashyapa, Rishi, lifting up your voice with hymn composers, lords, pay reverence to King Soma, born the sovereign ruler of the plants. Flow, Indu, flow for Indra's sake. Seven regions have their several sons. The ministering priests are seven. Seven are the Aditya deities. With these, O Soma, guard you us. Flow, Indu, flow for Indra's sake. Guard us with this oblation which, King Soma, has been dressed for you.
Book 10, Hymn 1, Agni. High has the mighty risen before the dawning, and come to us with light from out the darkness. Fair-shapen Agni with white shining splendor has filled at birth all human habitations. You, being born, are child of earth and heaven, parted among the plants in beauty, Agni. The glooms of night you, brilliant babe, subdue, and are come forth loud roaring from your mothers. Here being manifested, lofty Vishnu, full wise, protects his own supreme station. When they have offered in his mouth their sweet milk, to him with one accord they sing forth praises. Thence bearing food, the mothers come to meet you, with food for you, who gives food its increase. These in their altered form again you meet, you are invoking priest in homes of mortals. priest of the holy rite, with chariot that glitters, radiant banner of each act of worship, sharing in every god through might and glory, even Agni, guest of men, I summon hither. So Agni stands on earth's most central station, invested in well-decorated garments, born red of hue, where men pour out libations, O king, as great high priest, bring the gods hither. Over the earth and over heaven, O Agni, you, sun, have ever spread above your parents. Come, most youthful, to those who long to meet you, and hither bring the gods, O mighty victor. Hymn 2. Agni. Gladden the yearning gods, O you most youthful. Bring them, O Lord of seasons, knowing seasons. With all the priests celestial, O Agni, best worshipper are you of all invokers. Yours is the herald's, yours the cleanser's office. Thinker are you, wealth giver, true to order. Let us with Svaha offer up oblations, and Agni, worthy god, pay the gods worship. To the gods' pathway have we travelled, ready to execute what work we may accomplish. Let Agni, for he knows, complete the worship. He is the priest. Let him fix rites and seasons. When we, most ignorant, neglect the statutes of you, O deities with whom is knowledge, wise Agni shall correct our faults and failings, skilled to assign each god his fitting season. When weak in mind, of feeble understanding, mortals bethink them not of sacrificing, then shall the prudent and discerning Agni worship the gods, best worshipper in season. Because the Father has produced you, leader of all our solemn rites, their brilliant banner, so win by worship pleasant homes abounding in heroes and rich food to nourish all men. You whom the heaven and earth, you whom the waters and Tvashtar, maker of fair things, created, well knowing, all along the Father's pathway, shine with resplendent light, enkindled Agni. Hymn 3. Agni. O king, the potent and terrific envoy, kindled for strength, is manifest in beauty. He shines, all-knowing, with his lofty splendor. Chasing black night, he comes with white-rayed morning. Having overcome the glimmering black with beauty, and bringing forth the dame, the great sire's daughter, holding aloft the radiant light of Surya, as messenger of heaven, he shines with treasures. Attendant on the blessed dame, the blessed has come. The lover follows his sister, Agni, far-spreading with conspicuous luster, has compassed night with whitely shining garments. His goings forth kindle, as to a high voices, the goings of the auspicious friend of Agni. The rays, the bright beams of the strong-jawed, mighty, adorable steer are visible as he comes. Whose radiant splendors flow like sounds about us, his who is lofty, brilliant and effulgent, who reaches heaven with best and brightest lustres, sportive and piercing even to the summit. His powers, whose chariot wheel rims gleam and glitter, have loudly roared while, as with teams, he rushed. He, the most godlike, far-extending envoy, shines with flames ancient, resonant, whitely shining. So bring us ample wealth. Seat you as envoy of the two youthful matrons, earth and heaven. Let Agni, rapid with his rapid horses, impetuous with impetuous steeds, come hither. Hymn 4. Agni. To you will send praise and bring oblation, as you have merited praise when we invoked you. A fountain in the desert are you, O Agni, O ancient king, to man who wants to worship. You to whom resort the gathered people, as the kind seek the warm stall, O most youthful. You are the messenger of gods and mortals, and go glorious with your light between them. Making you grow like some noble infant, your mother nurtures you with sweet affection, Over the desert slopes you pass longing, and seek, like some beast set free, your fodder. Foolish are we, O wise and free from error. Truly, Agni, you do know your grandeur. There lies the form. He moves and licks and swallows, and, as house lord, kisses the youthful maiden. He rises ever fresh in ancient fuel, smoke-bannered, grey, he makes the wood his dwelling. No swimmer steer he presses through the waters, and to his place accordant mortals bear him. Like thieves who risk their lives and haunt the forest, the two with their 10 girdles have secured him. This is a new hymn meant for you, O Agni. Yoke your chariot with parts that glitter. Homage and prayer are yours, O Jatavedas, and this my song shall evermore exalt you. Agni, protect our children and descendants, and guard with ever watchful care our bodies. Hymn 5. Agni. He only is the sea, holder of treasures. Born many a time, he views the hearts within us. He hides him in the secret couple's bosom. The bird dwells in the middle of the fountain. Inhabiting one dwelling place in common, strong stallions and the mares have come together. The sages guard the seat of holy order and keep the highest names concealed within them. The holy pair of wondrous power have coupled. They formed the infant, they who bred produced him. The central point of all that moves and moves not. The while they wove the sage's thread with insight for tracks of order and refreshing viands attend from ancient times the goodly infant. Wearing him as a mantle, earth and heaven grow strong by food of pleasant drink and ghee. He, calling loudly to the 7 red sisters, has, skilled in sweet drink, brought them to be looked on. He, born of old, in middle air has halted and sought and found the covering robe of Pushan. 7 are the pathways which the wise have fashioned. To one of these may come the troubled mortal. He stands in the dwelling of the highest, a pillar on sure ground where paths are parted, not being, being in the highest heaven, in Aditi's bosom and in Daksha's birthplace is Agni, our firstborn of holy order, the milk cow and the bull in life's beginning. Hymn 6. Agni. This is that Agni, he by whose protection, favor, and help the singer is successful, who with noblest flames of glowing fuel comes forth encompassed with far-spreading luster. Agni, the Holy One, the Everlasting, who shines far beaming with celestial splendors, he who has come to his friends with friendship like a fleet steed who never trips or stumbles, he who is Lord of all divine oblation, shared by all living men at break of morning. Agni, to whom our offerings are devoted, in whom rests he whose chariot through might is scatheless. Increasing by his strength while praises content him, with easy flight to the gods he travels. Agni, the cheerful priest, best sacrificer, balms with his tongue the gods with whom he mingles. With songs and adorations bring you here Agni, who stirs himself at dawn like Indra, whom sages praise with hymns as Jatavedas of those who wield the sacrificial ladle, in whom all goodly treasures meet together, even as steeds and riders for the booty. Inclining here, bring us help, O Agni, even assistance most desired by Indra. Yea, at your birth, when you had sat in glory, you, Agni, were the aim of invocations. The gods came near, obedient to your summons, and thus attained their rank as chief protectors. Hymn 7. Agni. O Agni, shared by all men living, bring us good luck for sacrifice from earth and heaven. With us be your intelligence, wonder worker. Protect us, God, with your far-reaching blessings. These hymns brought forth for you, O Agni, praise you for bounteous gifts with cattle and with horses. Good Lord, when man from you has gained enjoyment,
by hymns, O nobly born, has he obtained it. Agni I deem my kinsman and my father, count him my brother and my friend for ever. I honour as the face of lofty Agni in heaven the bright and holy light of Surya. Effectual Agni are our prayers for profit. He whom at home you priest for ever, guard, is rich in food, drawn by red steeds and holy. By day and night to him shall all be pleasant. Men with their arms have generated Agni, helpful as some kind friend. Adorned with splendours and established as invoker mid the people, the ancient priest, the sacrifices lover. Worship thyself, O God, the gods in heaven. What, void of knowledge, shall the fool avail you? As you, O God, have worshipped gods by seasons, so nobly born, to your own self pay worship. Agni, be you our guardian and protector, bestow upon us life and vital vigour. Accept, O mighty one, the gifts we offer, and with unceasing care protect our bodies. Hymn 8. Agni. Agni advances with his lofty banner. The bull is bellowing to the earth and heavens. He has attained the sky's supreme limits, the steer has waxed in the lap of waters. The bull, the youngling with the hump, has frolicked, the strong and never-ceasing calf has bellowed. Bringing our offerings to the God's assembly, he moves as chief in his own dwelling places. Him who has grasped his parents' head, they established at sacrifice a wave of heavenly lustre. In his swift flight the red dawns borne by horses refresh their bodies in the home of order. For Vasu you precede every morning, and still have been the twin's illuminator. For sacrifice 7 places you retain, while for your own self you engender Mitra. You are the eye and guard of mighty order, and Varuna, when to sacrifice you come. You are the water's child, O Jatavedas, envoy of him whose offering you accept. You are the leader of the rite and region to which with your auspicious teams you tend. Thy light-bestowing head to heaven you lift, making your tongue the oblation-bearer, Agni. Through his wise insight, Tritha in the cavern, seeking as ever the chief sire's intention, carefully tended in his parents' bosom, calling the weapon's kin, goes forth to combat. Well skilled to use the weapons of his father, Aptya, urged on by Indra, fought the battle. Then Tritha slew the foe, 7 rayed, 3-headed, and freed the cattle of the son of Tvashtar. Lord of the brave, Indra cleft him in pieces, who sought to gain much strength and deemed him mighty. He smote his 3 heads from his body, seizing the cattle of the omniform son of Tvashtar. Hymn 9. Waters. You waters are beneficent, so help you us to energy that we may look on great delight. Give us a portion of the sap, the most auspicious that you have, like mothers in their longing love. To you we gladly come for him to whose abode you send us on, and waters give us procreant strength. The waters be to us for drink, goddesses for our aid and bliss, let them stream to us health and strength. I beg the floods to give us balm, these queens who rule over precious things and have supreme control of men. Within the waters, Soma thus has told me, dwell all balms that heal, and Agni, he who blesses all. O waters, teem with medicine to keep my body safe from harm, so that I long may see the sun. Whatever sin is found in me, whatever evil I have wrought, if I have lied or falsely sworn, waters remove it far from me. The waters I this day have sought, and to their moisture have we come. O Agni, rich in milk, come you, and with your splendour cover me. Hymn 10. Yama, Yami. I wish to win my friend to kindly friendship. So may the sage come through the air's wide ocean, remembering the earth and days to follow, obtain a son, the issue of his father. Your friend loves not the friendship which considers her who is near in kindred as stranger. Sons of the mighty Asura, the heroes, supporters of the heavens, see far around them. Yea, this the immortals seek of you with longing, progeny of the sole existing mortal. Then let your soul and mind be knit together, and as a loving husband, take your consort. Shall we do now what we never did aforetime? We who spoke righteously, now talk impurely? Gandharva in the floods, the dame of waters, such is our bond, such our most lofty kinship. Even in the womb, god Tvashtar, vivifier, shaping all forms, creator, made us consorts. None violates his holy ordinances, that we are his the heavens and earth acknowledge. Who knows that earliest day whereof you speak? Who has beheld it? Who can here declare it? Great is the law of Varuna and Mitra. What, wanton, will you say to men to tempt them? I, Yami, am possessed by love of Yama, that I may rest on the same couch beside him. I, as a wife, would yield me to my husband, like chariot wheels, let us speed to meet each other. They stand not still. They never close their eyelids, those sentinels of gods who wander round us, not me. Go quickly, wanton, with another, and hasten like a chariot wheel to meet him. May Surya's eye with days and nights endow him, and ever may his light spread out before him. In heaven and earth the kindred pair commingle, on Yami be the unbrotherly act of Yama. Sure there will come some succeeding times when brothers and sisters will do acts unmeet for kinsfolk, not me, O fair one, seek another husband, and make your arm a pillow for your consort. Is he a brother when no lord is left her? Is she a sister when destruction comes? Forced by my love, these many words I utter, come near and hold me in your close embraces. I will not fold mine arms about your body. They call it sin when one comes near his sister, not me. Prepare your pleasures with another. Your brother seeks not this from you, O fair one. Alas! You are indeed a weakling, Yama. We find in you no trace of heart or spirit. As round the tree the woodbine clings, another will cling about you, joined as with a girdle. Embrace another, Yami. Let another, even as the woodbine rings the tree, enfold you. Win you his heart, and let him win your fancy, and he shall form with you a blessed alliance. Hymn 11. Agni. The bull has yielded for the bull the milk of heaven. The son of Aditi can never be deceived. According to his wisdom, Varuna knows all. May he, the holy, hallow times for sacrifice. Gandharvi spake, may she, the lady of the flood, amid the river's roaring, leave my heart untouched. May Aditi accomplish all that we desire, and may our eldest brother tell us this as chief. Yea, even this blessed morning, rich in store of food, splendid with heavenly lustre, has shone out for man, since they, as was the wish of yearning gods, brought forth that yearning Agni for the assembly as the priest. And the fleet falcon brought for sacrifice from afar this flowing drop most excellent and keen of sight. Then when the Aryan tribes chose as invoking priest Agni the wonder worker, and the hymn rose up. Still are you kind to him who feeds you as with grass, and, skilled in sacrifice, offers you holy gifts. When you, having received the sage's strengthening food with praises, after long toil, come with many more. Urge you your parents as a lover to delight. The lovely one desires and craves it from his heart. The priest calls out, the sacrificer shows his skill, the Asura tries his strength, and with the hymn is stirred. Far famed is he, the mortal man, O Agni, you son of strength, who has obtained your favor. He, gathering power, borne onward by his horses, makes his days lovely in his might and splendor. When, holy Agni, the divine assembly, the sacred synod mid the gods, is gathered, and when you, godlike one, deal forth treasures, vouchsafe us too our portion of the riches. Hear us, O Agni, in your common dwelling. Harness your rapid chariot of Amrit. Bring heaven and earth, the deities' parents, here. Stay with us here, nor from the gods be distant. Hymn 12. Agni. Heaven and earth, first by everlasting order, speakers of truth, are near enough to hear us. When the God urging men to worship sits as priest, assuming all his vital vigor. As God comprising gods by dharma, bear as the chief who knows our oblation, smoke bannered with the fuel, radiant, joyous, better to praise and worship priest forever. When the cow's nectar wins the God completely, men here below are heaven's sustainers. All the gods came to this your heavenly yajus, which from the motley pair milked ghee and water. I praise your work, that you may make me prosper, here heaven and earth, twain worlds that drip with ghee. While days and nights go to the world of spirits, here let the parents with sweet honey refresh us. Has the king seized us? How have we offended against his holy ordinance? Who knows? For even Mitra mid the gods is angry. There are both song and strength for those who come not. 'Tis hard to understand the immortal's nature, where she who is akin becomes a stranger. Guard ceaselessly, great Agni, him who ponders Yama's name, easy to be comprehended. They in the synod, where the gods rejoice them, where they are seated in Vivasvan's dwelling, have given the moon his beams, the sun his splendor, the two unweariedly maintain their brightness. The council which the gods meet to consider their secret plan, of that we have no knowledge. There let God Savitar, Aditi and Mitra proclaim to Varuna that we are sinless. Hear us, O Agni, in your common dwelling. Harness your rapid chariot, the chariot of Amrit. Bring heaven and earth, the deity's parents, hither. Stay with us here, nor from the gods be distant. Hymn 13. Havirdhanas. I yoke with prayer your ancient inspiration. May the Lord rise as on the prince's pathway. All sons of immortality shall hear it, all the possessors of celestial natures. When speeding you came nigh us like twin sisters, religious-hearted votaries brought you forward. Take your place, you who know your proper station, be near, be very near to our Soma. 5 paces have I risen from earth. I follow her who has 4 feet, with devout observance. This by the sacred syllable have I measured. I purify in the central place of order. He for God's sake chose death to be his portion. He chose not for men's good a life eternal. They sacrificed Brihaspati the Rishi. Yama delivered up his own dear body. The 7 flow to the youth on whom the Maruts wait. The sons to the father brought the sacrifice. Both these are his. As his, they are the lords of both. Both toil. Belonging to both, they prosper well. Hymn 14. Yama. Honor the king with your oblations, Yama, Vivasvan's son, who gathers men together. Who travel to the lofty heights above us, who searches out and shows the path to many. Yama first found for us a place to dwell in. This pasture never can be taken from us. Men born on earth tread their own paths that lead them whither our ancient fathers have departed. Matali prospers there with Kavyas, Yama with Angiras's son, Brihaspati with Rikvans. Exalters of the gods, by gods exalted, some joy in praise and some in our oblation. Come, seat you on this bed of grass, O Yama, in company with Angirases and fathers. let texts recited by the sages bring you, O king. Let this oblation make you joyful. Come, Yama, with the Angirasas, the holy, rejoice you here with children of Virupa. To sit on sacred grass at this our worship, I call Vivasvan too, your father, hither. Our fathers are Angirasas, Navagvas, Atharvans, Brighus, who deserve the Soma. May these, the holy, look on us with favor. May we enjoy their gracious loving kindness. Go forth upon the ancient pathways whereon our sires of old have gone before us. There shall you look on both the kings enjoying their sacred food, God Varuna and Yama. Meet, Yama, meet the fathers, meet the merit of free or ordered acts in highest heaven. Leave sin and evil, seek anew your dwelling, and bright with glory wear another body. Go hence, depart you, fly in all directions, this place for him the fathers have provided. Yama bestows on him a place to rest in, adorned with days and beams of light and waters. Run and outspeed the two dogs, Sarama's offspring, brindled, four-eyed, upon your happy pathway. Draw nigh then to the gracious-minded fathers, where they rejoice in company with Yama. And those two dogs of yours, Yama, the watchers, four-eyed, who look on men and guard the pathway, entrust this man, O king, to their protection, and with prosperity and health endow him. Dark-hued, insatiate, with distended nostrils, Yama's two envoys roam among the people. May they restore to us a fair existence here and today, that we may see the sunlight. To Yama pour the Soma. Bring to Yama consecrated gifts. To Yama sacrifice prepared and heralded by Agni goes. Offer to Yama holy gifts enriched with butter and draw near. So may he grant that we may live long days of life among the gods. Offer to Yama, to the king, oblation very rich in meat. Bow down before the rishis of the ancient times who made this path in days of old. Into the six expanses flies the great one in Trikadrukas, the Gayatri, the Trishtup. All meters in Yama are contained. Hymn 15. Fathers. May they ascend, the lowest, highest, midmost, the fathers who deserve a share of Soma. May they who have attained the life of spirits, gentle and righteous, aid us when we call them. Now let us pay this homage to the fathers, to those who passed of old and those who followed, those who have rested in the earthly region and those who dwell among the mighty races. I have attained the gracious-minded fathers. I have gained son and progeny from Vishnu. They who enjoy pressed juices with oblation seated on sacred grass, come often hither. Fathers who sit on sacred grass, come. Help us. These offerings have we made for you. Accept them. So come to us with most auspicious favor and give us health and strength without a trouble. May they, the fathers, worthy of the Soma, invited to their favorite oblations, laid on the sacred grass, come nigh and listen. May they be gracious to us and bless us. Bowing your bended knees and seated southward, accept this sacrifice of ours with favor. Punish us not for any sin, O fathers, which we through human frailty have committed. Lapped in the bosom of the purple mornings, give riches to the man who brings oblations. Grant to your sons a portion of that treasure, and, present, give them energy, you fathers. Our ancient fathers who deserve the Soma, who came most noble to our Soma banquet, with these let Yama, yearning with the yearning, rejoicing, eat our offerings at his pleasure. Come to us, Agni, with the gracious fathers who dwell in glowing light, the very Kavyas, who thirsted mid the gods, who hasten hither, oblation winners, theme of singers' praises. Come, Agni, come with countless ancient fathers, dwellers in light, primeval, god-adorers, eaters and drinkers of oblations, truthful, who travel with the deities and Indra. Fathers whom Agni's flames have tasted, come you nigh. You kindly leaders, take you each your proper place. Eat sacrificial food presented on the grass. Grant riches with a multitude of hero sons. You, Agni Jatavedas, when entreated, did bear the offerings which you made fragrant, and give them to the fathers who did eat them with Svadha. Eat, you God, the gifts we bring you. You, Jatavedas, know well the number of fathers who are here and who are absent, of fathers whom we know and whom we know not. Accept the sacrifice well prepared with portions. They who consumed by fire or not cremated, joy in their offering in the midst of heaven. Grant them, O Sovereign Lord, the world of spirits and their own body, as your pleasure wills it. Hymn 16. Agni. Burn him not up, nor quite consume him, Agni. Let not his body or his skin be scattered. O Jatavedas, when you have matured him, then send him on his way to the fathers. When you have made him ready, Jatavedas, then do you give him over to the fathers. When he attains to the life that waits him, he shall become the deity's controller. The sun receive your eye, the wind your spirit. Go, as your merit is, to earth or heaven. Go, if it be your lot, to the waters. Go, make your home in plants with all your members. Your portion is the goat. With heat consume him. Let your fierce flame, your glowing splendor, burn him with your auspicious forms, O Jatavedas. Bear this man to the region of the pious. Again, O Agni, to the fathers send him who, offered in you, goes with our oblations. Wearing new life, let him increase his offspring. Let him rejoin a body, Jatavedas. What wound soever the dark bird has inflicted, the emmet or the serpent or the jackal, may Agni, who devours all things, heal it, and Soma, who has passed into the Brahmans. Shield you with flesh against the flames of Agni. Encompass you about with fat and marrow. So will the bold one, eager to attack you with fierce glow, fail to girdle and consume you. Forbear, O Agni, to upset this ladle. The gods and they who merit Soma love it. This ladle, this which serves the gods to drink from, in this the immortal deities rejoice them. I send afar flesh-eating Agni, bearing off stains, may he depart to Yama's subjects. But let this other Jatavedas carry oblation to the gods, for he is skillful. I choose as god for father worship Agni, flesh-eater, who has passed within your dwelling. While looking on this other Jatavedas, let him light flames in the supreme assembly. With offerings meet, let Agni bring the fathers who support the Dharma. Let him announce oblations paid to fathers and to deities. Right gladly would we set you down, right gladly make you burn and glow, gladly bring yearning fathers nigh to eat the food of sacrifice. Cool, Agni, and again refresh the spot which you have scorched and burnt. Here let the water lily grow, and tender grass and leafy herb. O, full of coolness, you cool plant, full of fresh moisture, freshening herb, come hither with the female frog, fill with delight this Agni here. Hymn 17. Various Deities. Tvastar prepares the bridal of his daughter. All the world hears the tidings and assembles, but Yama's mother, spouse of great Vivasvan, vanished as she was carried to her dwelling. From mortal men they hid the immortal lady, made one like her, and gave her to Vivasvan. Saranyu brought to him the Ashwin brothers, and then deserted both twinned pairs of children. Guard of the world, whose cattle never are injured, may Pushan bear you hence, for he has knowledge. May he consign you to these fathers' keeping, and to the gracious gods let Agni give you. May Ayu,
giver of all life, protect you and bear you forward on the distant pathway. Thither let Savitar the god transport you, where dwell the pious who have passed before you. Bhushan knows all these realms. May he conduct us by ways that are most free from fear and danger. Giver of blessings, glowing, all heroic, may he, the wise and watchful, go before us. Bhushan was born to move on distant pathways, on the road far from earth and far from heaven. To both most wonted places of assembly, he travels and returns with perfect knowledge. The pious call Saraswati. They worship Saraswati while sacrifice proceeds. The pious call Saraswati aforetime. Saraswati, send bliss to him who gives. Saraswati, who came with the fathers, with them rejoicing you in our oblations, seated upon this sacred grass, be joyful and give us strengthening food that brings no sickness. You, called on as Saraswati by fathers who come right forward to our solemn service, give food and wealth to present sacrificers, a portion worth 1,000 of refreshment. The mother floods shall make us bright and shining, cleansers of holy ghee, with ghee shall cleanse us. Four goddesses, they bear off all defilement. I rise up from them purified and brightened. Through days of earliest date, the drop descended on this place and on that which was before it. I offer up throughout the 7 oblations the drop which still to one same place is moving. The drop that falls, your stalk which arms have shaken, which from the bosom of the press has fallen, or from the Advaryu's purifying filter, I offer you with heart and cry of Vashat. That fallen drop of yours, the stalk which from the ladle fell away, this present god Brihaspati shall pour it forth to make us rich. The plants of earth are rich in milk, and rich in milk is this my speech, and rich in milk the essence of the waters, make me pure therewith.
Hymn 18. Various Deities.
Go hence, O death! Pursue your special pathway, apart from that which gods are wont to travel. To you I say it, who have eyes and hear, touch not our offspring, injure not our heroes. As you have come, effacing Mrityu's footstep, to further times prolonging your existence, may you be rich in children and possessions, cleansed, purified, and meet for sacrificing. Divided from the dead are these, the living. Now be our calling on the gods successful. We have gone forth for dancing and for laughter, to further times prolonging our existence. Here I erect this rampart for the living. Let none of these, none other, reach this limit. May they survive 100 lengthened autumns, and may they bury death beneath this mountain. As the days follow days in close succession, as with the seasons duly come the seasons, as each successor fails not his foregoer, so form the lives of these, O great ordainer. Live your lives full, and find old age delightful, all of you striving one behind the other. May Tvashtar, maker of fair things, be gracious and lengthen out the days of your existence. Let these unwidowed dames, with noble husbands, adorn themselves with fragrant balm and unguent. Decked with fair jewels, tearless, free from sorrow, first let the dames go up to where he lies. Rise, come to the world of life, O woman, come. He is lifeless by whose side you lie. Wifehood, with this your husband was your portion, who took your hand and wooed you as a lover. From his dead hand I take the bow he carried, that it may be our power and might and glory. There you are, there, and here with noble heroes may we overcome all hosts that fight against us. Betake you to the lap of earth, the mother, of earth far spreading, very kind and gracious, young girl. Wool soft to the gift-giver, may she preserve you from destruction's bosom.
heave thyself, earth, nor press you downward heavily. Afford him easy access, gently tending him. Cover him, as a mother wraps her skirt about her child, O earth. Now let the heaving earth be free from motion, yea, let 1,000 clods remain above him. Be they to him a home distilling ghee. Here let them ever be his place of refuge. I stay the earth from you, while over you I place this piece of earth. May I be free from injury. Here let the fathers keep this pillar firm for you, and there let Yama make you an abiding place. Even as an arrow's feathers, they have set me on a fitting day. The fit word have I caught and held like a courser with the rein. Hymn 19. Waters or Cows. Turn, go not farther on your way. Visit us, O you wealthy ones. Agni and Soma, you who bring riches again, secure us wealth. Make these return to us again, bring them beside us once again. May Indra give them back to us, and Agni drive them here. Let them return to us again, under this herdsman, let them feed. Do you, O Agni, keep them here, and let the wealth we have remain. I call upon their herdsman, him who knows well their coming nigh, their parting and their home return, and watches their approach and rest. Yea, let the herdsman too return, who marks well their driving forth. Mark their wandering away, their turning back and coming home. Home leader, lead them home to us. Indra, restore to us our kine, we will rejoice in them alive. I offer you on every side butter and milk and strengthening food. May all the holy deities pour down on us a flood of wealth. O you home leader, lead them home. Restore them, you who bring home. Four are the quarters of the earth. From these, bring back to us our kine. Hymn 20. Agni. Send to us a good and happy mind. I worship Agni, most youthful of gods, resistless, friend of Dharma, under whose guard and heavenly light the spotted seek the mother's breast, whom with their mouth they magnify, bannered with flame and homed in light. He glitters with his row of teeth. Kind furtherer of men, he comes when he has reached the ends of heaven, sage, giving splendor to the clouds. To taste man's offerings, he, the strong, has risen erect at sacrifice. Fixing his dwelling, he proceeds. Hear our oblation, worship, rest. Rapidly comes his furtherance. To sword-armed Agni come the gods. With service for chief bliss, I seek the lord of sacrifice, Agni, whom they call the living son of cloud. Blessed evermore be all the men who come from us, who magnify Agni with sacrificial gifts. The path he treads is black and white and red, and striped and brown, crimson and glorious. His father begat him bright with hues of gold. Thus with his thoughts, O son of strength, O Agni, has Vimada, accordant with the immortals, offered you hymns soliciting your favor. You have brought all food, strength, a prosperous dwelling. Hymn 21. Agni. With offerings of our own, we choose you, Agni, as invoking priest, for sacrifice with trimmed grass. At your glad carouse piercing and brightly shining, you are waxing great. The wealthy ones adorn you, they who bring us horses as their gift. The sprinkling ladle, Agni, at your glad carouse and glowing offering taste you. You are waxing great. The holy statutes rest by you, as 'twere with ladles that overflow, black and white gleaming colors, at your glad carouse all glories you assume, you are waxing great. O Agni, what you deem wealth, victorious and immortal one, bring you to give us vigor. At your glad carouse, splendid at sacrifices, you are waxing great. Skilled in all lore is Agni, he whom erst Atharvan brought to life. He was Vivasvan's envoy. At your glad carouse, the well-loved friend of Yama, you are waxing great. At sacrifices they adore you, Agni, when the rite proceeds, all fair and lovely treasures, at your glad carouse, you give him who offers, you are waxing great. Men, Agni, have established you as welcome priest at holy rites, thee whose face shines with butter, at your glad carouse bright, with eyes most observant, you are waxing great. Wide and aloft you spread yourself, O Agni, with your brilliant flame. A bull are you when bellowing. At your glad carouse you do impregnate the sisters. You are waxing great. Hymn 22. Indra. Where is famed Indra heard of? With what folk is he renowned today as Mitra is? Who in the home of rishis and in secret is extolled with song? Even here is Indra famed, and among us this day the glorious thunderer is praised, he who like Mitra mid the folk has won complete and full renown. He who is sovereign lord of great and perfect strength, exerter of heroic might, who bears the fearless thunder as a father bears his darling son. Harnessing to your chariot, as God, two blustering steeds of the wind god, O thunderer, that speed along the shining path, you making ways are glorified. Even to these dark steeds of wind, you of yourself have come to ride, of which no driver may be found, none be he god or mortal man. When you approach, men ask you, you and Usana, why come you to our dwelling place? Why are you come to mortal man from distant realms of earth and heaven? O Indra, you shall speak us fair. Our holy prayer is offered up. We pray to you for help as you did strike the monster Shushna dead. Around us is the Dasyu, rightless, void of sense, inhuman, keeping alien laws. Baffle, you slayer of the foe, the weapon which this Dasa wields. Hero with heroes, you are ours, yea, strong are they whom you do help. In many a place are your full gifts, and men like vassals sing your praise. Urge you these heroes on to slay the enemy, brave thunderer, in the fight with swords, even when hid among the tribes of sages numerous as stars. Swift come those gifts of yours, whose hand is prompt to rend and burn, O hero thunder-armed. As you with your companions did destroy the whole of Shushna's brood, let not your excellent assistance come to us, O hero Indra, profitless. May we enjoy the bliss of these your favours, thunderer. May those soft impulses of yours, O Indra, be fruitful and innocent to us. May we know these whose treasures are like those of milk kind, thunderer, that earth, through power of knowing things that may be known, handless and footless, yet might thrive. You slew, turning to the right, Shushna for every living man. Drink, drink the soma, hero Indra. Be not withheld as you are good, O treasure giver. Preserve the singers and our liberal princes, and make us wealthy with abundant riches. Hymn 23. Indra. Indra, whose right hand wields the bolt, we worship, driver of bay steeds, seeking sundered courses. Shaking his beard with might, he has arisen, casting his weapons forth and dealing bounties. The treasure which his bay steeds found at sacrifice, this wealth made opulent Indra, slayer of the foe. Ribhukshan, Vaja, he is lord of might. The Dasa's very name I utterly destroy, when with the princes Maghavan, famed of old, comes nigh the thunderbolt of gold and the controller's chariot,
which his two tawny coursers draw, then Indra is the sovereign lord of power, whose glory spreads afar. With him too is this rain of his that comes like herds. Indra throws drops of moisture on his yellow beard. When the sweet juice is shed, he seeks the pleasant place and stirs the worshipper as wind disturbs the wood. We laud and praise his several deeds of valor, who, father-like, with power has made us stronger, who with his voice slew many thousand wicked ones, who spoke in varied manners with contemptuous cries. Indra, the Vimadas have formed for you praise, copious, unparalleled, for you most bountiful. We know the good we gain from him, the mighty one, when we attract him as a herdsman calls the kine. Never may this bond of friendship be dissevered, the Rishi Vimadas, and yours, O Indra. We know you care for us. As a brother with us, O God, be your auspicious friendship. Hymn 24. Indra. Ashwins. O Indra, drink this soma pressed out in the mortar full of sweets. Send down to us great riches at your glad carouse in thousands. O most healthy, you are waxing great. To you with sacrifices, with oblations, and with praises we come. Lord of all strength and power, grant at your glad carouse the best choice worthy treasure. You are waxing great. You who are lord of precious boons, inciter even of the churl, guardian of singers, Indra, at your glad carouse, save us from woe and hatred. You are waxing great. Strong lords of magic power, you too churned the united worlds apart, when you, implored by Vimada, Nasatyas, forced apart the pair, when the united pair were rent asunder. All the gods complained. The gods to the Nasatyas cried, bring these together once again. Sweet be my going forth, and rich in sweets be my approach to home. So, through your deity, both gods enrich us with all pleasantness. Hymn 25. Soma. Send us a good and happy mind. Send energy and mental power. Then at your glad carouse, let men joy in your love, sweet juice, as kine in pasture, thou art waxing great. In all your forms, O Soma, rest your powers that influence the heart. So also these my longings, at your glad carouse, spread themselves seeking riches, you are waxing great. Even if, O Soma, I neglect your laws through my simplicity, be gracious at your glad carouse as father to son. Preserve us even from slaughter, you are waxing great. Our songs in concert go to you as streams of water to the wells. Soma, that we may live, grant at your glad carouse full powers of mind like beakers, you are waxing great. O Soma, through your might, who are skillful and strong, these longing men, these sages have thrown open, at your glad carouse, the stall of kine and horses, you are waxing great. Our herds you guard, Soma, and the moving world spread far and wide, you fit them for living, at your glad carouse, looking upon all beings, you are waxing great. On all sides, Soma, be to us a guardian, never to be deceived. King, drive away our foemen at your glad carouse. Let not the wicked rule us. You are waxing great. Be watchful, Soma, passing wise, to give us store of vital strength. More skilled than man to guide us at your glad carouse. Save us from harm and sorrow. You are waxing great. Chief slayer of our foemen, you, Indu, are Indra's gracious friend. When warriors invoke him at your glad carouse in fight to win them offspring, you are waxing great. Victorious is this gladdening drink. To Indra dear it grows in strength. This at your glad carouse enhanced the mighty hymn of the great sage Kakshivan. You are waxing great. This to the sage who offers gifts brings power that comes from wealth in kine. This, better than the seven, has, at your glad carouse, furthered the blind, the cripple. You are waxing great. Hymn 26. Pushan. Forward upon their way proceed the ready teams, the lovely songs, further them glorious Pushan with yoked chariot, and the mighty too. With sacred hymns let this man here, this singer, win the god to whom belong this majesty and might. He has observed our eulogies. Pushan the strong has knowledge of sweet praises, even as Indu has. He dews our corn with moisture, he bedews the pasture of our kine. We will bethink ourselves of you, O Pushan, O you God, as one, who brings fulfillment of our hymns, and stirs the singer and the sage. Joint sharer of each sacrifice, the driver of the chariot steeds, the rishi who is good to man, the singer's friend and faithful guard. One who is lord of Sucha, lord of Sucha, caring for herself, weaving the raiment of the sheep and making raiment beautiful. The mighty lord of spoil and wealth, strong friend of all prosperity, he with light movement shakes his beard, lovely and never to be deceived. O Pushan, may those goats of yours turn hitherward your chariot pole. Friend of all suppliants are you, born in old time and arm and shore. May the majestic Pushan speed our chariot with his power and might. May he increase our store of wealth and listen to this call of ours. Hymn 27. Indra. This, singer, is my firm determination to aid the worshipper who pours the soma. I slay the man who brings no milk oblation, unrighteous, powerful, the truth's perverter. Then will I, when I lead my friends to battle against the radiant persons of the godless, prepare for you at home a vigorous bullock, and pour for you the 15-fold strong juices. I know not him who says and declares that he has slain the godless in the battle. Soon as they see the furious combat raging, men speak forth praises of my vigorous horses. While yet my deeds of might were unrecorded, all passed for Maghavans, though I existed. The potent one who dwelt in peace, I conquered, grasped by the foot, and slew him on the mountain. None hinder me in mine heroic exploits, no, not the mountains, when I will and purpose. Even the deaf will tremble at my roaring, and every day will dust be agitated. To see the Indraless oblation drinkers, mean offerers, overtaken by destruction. Then shall the wheel rims of my chariot pass over those who have blamed my joyous friend and scorned him. You grew to full vital vigor. An earlier saw, a later one shall see you. Two canopies are round about him who reaches to the limit of this region. The freed kine eats the barley of the pious. I saw them as they wandered with the herdsmen. The calling of the pious rang round them. What portion will these kine afford their owner? When we who eat the grass of men are gathered, I am with barley-eaters in the cornland. There shall the captor yoke the yokeless bullock, and he who has been yoked seek one to loose him. There you will hold as true my spoken purpose, to bring together quadrupeds and bipeds. I will divide without a fight his riches who wars here against the bull with women. When a man's daughter has been ever eyeless, who, knowing, will be wroth with her for blindness? Which of the two will loose on him his anger, the man who leads her home or he who woos her? How many a maid is pleasing to the suitor who would marry for her splendid riches? If the girl be both good and fair of feature, she finds herself a friend among the people.